Good afternoon. My name is Karen Ho. I am from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. I work on the National Healthcare Disparities Report, and I'd like to acknowledge my colleagues, Dr. Ernest Moy, as well as Dr. Jeff Brady, who cannot be here today. I have no personal financial relationships or commercial interests for this presentation or for the reports. I think my talk today is going to focus on the racial and ethnic disparities that we report in the National Healthcare Disparities Report. I think it's a good follow to Dr. Mueller's presentation on the socioeconomic disparities. Our report was released, the most recent one, released in 2008 in February, is the 2007 report. The purpose of my talk today is to provide some information that was released in these reports. This information reports on the healthcare disparities that we report of the measures on access to care and other chronic diseases, the quality of chronic disease care and preventive care. And in today's talk, I'm going to highlight for you our findings of the largest disparities that we have observed in the 2007 report and compare that to what we had reported earlier beginning in 2003. Oops. How many of you have used the reports? Can I see a show of hands? Not that many. We'll try to change that. let me give you a little bit of background. The National Healthcare Disparities Report is a paired report with the National Healthcare Quality Report. Both reports are submitted to Congress annually by the Department of Health and Human Services. So the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality is mandated to compile data from all of our national databases. And we work together with all of the agencies in the Department of Health and Human Services. And this is a snippet of the mandate. As you can see, beginning in 2003, acting through the Director of Health and Human Services, we submit an annual report to Congress to report on the trends in quality of care provided to the American people, as well as to track prevailing disparities in healthcare delivery as it relates to racial factors and socioeconomic factors in our priority populations. Our priority populations, in the disparities report, you will find that we have sections on the racial and ethnic groups, as well as low income, women, children, the elderly, as well as residents of rural populations, and also for people with special health care needs and people with disabilities. So it's quite a large report. And this is just a list of the content. If you're interested, please do take a look at the reports online. You can also order hard copies, and I can provide that information for you at the end. But this lists the major disease conditions that we cover. When we talk about measuring healthcare quality, we're talking about the processes of care that are delivered for these conditions in ambulatory settings as well as hospital settings. And we also have measures for nursing home quality, home health care, and hospice care. And we also have measures of quality of patient safety, timeliness of care, and access to care measures, and also patient-centeredness. In the disparities report, like I mentioned before, we also include measures grouped by the populations that you're interested in. So for today's talk, the data, again, is based on the 2007 disparities report. The report itself includes over 200 measures of quality. And in the core set of the report measures is about 40 measures actually. It changes a little bit depending on data availability. But in our analysis for today, I select from this core set of 40 measures that are tracked annually in the reports. The other 200 measures are found in our appendices that we provide every year in our reports. The comparison groups, as I mentioned, I'm going to focus on the racial and ethnic groups disparities, and that will include blacks or African Americans, Asians, Alaska Natives, and American Indians. Those groups are compared to whites, and it's a simple statistical test for their significant differences. And then Hispanics are compared with non-Hispanic whites. So this is a major theme in the reports, and it has been for the last 5 years that we have done this, that the reports provide evidence that disparities remain in the health care provided to American people. And what we have observed is that some of the largest disparities that were identified in our earlier reports remain to be the largest disparities in our most recent data. And this is just a slide summarizing the number of measures that we report, which have shown improvement, shown here in the black in the bars, and the number of measures that have remained the same in terms of the disparity between the population and the comparison group, and then the number of measures that have worsened, meaning the gap between the population of interest compared to the white population, or for the poor, it's compared to the high-income population. So this is just a summary slide of you, an overall picture of, in terms of the measures that we track, the number that have improved, have stayed the same, or have worsened in terms of disparities. So let's take a look at the measures that we're actually talking about here. In the slide before this, the black were the number of measures that have shown improvement in disparities. So I've listed here what those measures are by the population. And you can see also for each measure, I show the relative rate. And that is the rate for example, at the top, for blacks, hemodialysis patients, the percent of black patients that received adequate dialysis divided by the percent of patients, white patients that received adequate dialysis. So you can see the relative rate in the earliest year of the reports, and then the last column is the relative rate for the most recent year. And I am going to just show you the next slide, which is also a continuation. This is for Hispanics compared with whites, and then poor individuals compared with high-income individuals. In the next few slides, I'm going to focus on the measures that have shown us the largest disparity. So this is just to show you some of the measures that have shown improvement. So this is a list of the number of measures or the measures that have shown that we've observed to be the largest disparities in healthcare for these selected groups. Again, I start with blacks at the top. The left side is our observations from the 2005 disparities report, and on the right is compared with our observations in 2007. And here, these listed are for blacks and Asians. And then for American Indians, Alaskan Natives, and Hispanics. And then lastly, for the poor compared with high-income individuals. So I'm going to What I'm doing next is I'll show you more in detail some of the measures that were both the largest disparities in the 2005 report as well as in the 2007 report. So starting with blacks or African Americans over time, you saw earlier that new AIDS cases remain to be the largest disparities for this group, and these are statistical observations. Of course, there are other disparities, but I'm going to highlight for you what we observed that came up at the top. So, and as you saw, the rate for new AIDS cases in African Americans is about 10 times higher than whites. And this has, although it has improved over time, the gap between blacks and whites remain very high. And also for pediatric asthma admissions, the rates for African-American children are four times as high as whites. And this next two measures are for Asians. There are disparities as compared with whites. Pneumococcal vaccinations for the elderly remain lower for Asians compared with whites. And also in patient-centered care, the way we measure is in, it's a composite measure of poor communication with health providers, and you can see that Asians are more likely to report poor communication than whites. And then next, I'll turn to the American Indians and Alaskan Native groups. And prenatal care, were observed to be the largest disparities, one of the largest disparities for this group. You can see here in the orange, American Indians and Alaska Natives are less likely to receive prenatal care as compared with whites. And also for hospitalizations for uncontrolled diabetes. On the left here in the blue is the American Indian and Alaska Native population. And on the right side here in the light purple, here are the white populations. And next is Hispanics. The largest disparities we observe are also in new AIDS cases. Although not quite as high as African Americans, Hispanics remain much higher than whites. And also for Hispanics, diabetes care remains to be a disparity. This is the percentage of adults age 40 and over who received their recommended care for diabetes. You can see it's lower for Hispanics than whites. And the last group I wanted to highlight for you are the uninsured. In the 2007 reports, we highlighted this in our themes. That uninsured individuals have worse quality of care than people with insurance. On almost 90% of our quality measures show this, and all of our access measures show that uninsured have worse access. And then just some examples of some of those measures that are included in the reports. Breast cancer screening, a lot of the preventive care quality is worse for the uninsured than individuals with insurance, and this includes breast cancer screening, counseling for healthy eating and exercise for obesity and heart disease prevention, as well as dental care visits. So just want to point out that I did skip over a lot of methods and details about the measures. You can find those that information in our full report. But I do want to point out that while many of the largest disparities remain in remain, that it is possible to reduce disparities. As I have shown you in some of the earlier slides, there are areas of improvement in childhood vaccinations. We have seen improvement in HIV and AIDS. This is just to highlight for you some of the areas that remains a priority in terms of reducing disparities. And hopefully the reports can continue to be of use to you all. If you haven't looked at it, please take some time to take a look at these reports. They do have a lot of information, and you can contact me for any of your specific questions for your research or your programs. And this is links to our reports. Thank you very much.
Quality and Access to Care, and this is Dr. Frances Chevalier.